From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with his Western European counterparts to discuss Iran's nuclear program. Mr. Kerry has called on Iran to make difficult decisions now to enable agreement on the future of its nuclear program by a March 31st deadline. VOA's Al Pessin has details from London.
Speaking just before leaving Lausanne, Switzerland, after a week of talks, Secretary Kerry used familiar phrases to describe the state of play. Substantial progress and important gaps remain. He said there were lengthy discussions about the steps Iran must take to demonstrate that its nuclear program now and into the future is exclusively for peaceful purposes.
Fundamental decisions have to be made now, and they don't get any easier as time goes by. It is time to make hard decisions.
The negotiators have kept most details of their talk secret, but recent leaks indicate progress on key issues. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Yemeni officials said Saturday that the United States was pulling its remaining forces out of Yemen one day after suicide bombers killed at least 137 people in the rebel-controlled capital, Sana'a. The U.S. military has not confirmed that announcement. About 100 U.S. special forces are stationed at Al Anad Air Base in the south, from which the U.S. has launched drone attacks against al-Qaeda targets inside Yemen. Meanwhile, Yemen's president, Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi, has called on Shiite Houthi rebels to leave the government ministries they have occupied and return to national dialogue talks. This is VOA News. A senior Russian official says that Moscow is not seeking confrontation with NATO. The Russian Interfax news agency reported Saturday that Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov's statement came at a news briefing for foreign defense attachés in Moscow. He was addressing the outcome of a major inspection of the Russian armed forces' combat readiness. Russia's relations with the West have reached a low point because of Russia's annexation of Crimea, 1 year ago, and Russia's support for separatists in eastern Ukraine. The foreign ministers of South Korea, China, and Japan met in Seoul on Saturday for talks focused on reducing regional tensions caused by their territorial and historical disputes. The three top diplomats met after a series of bilateral meetings for the first formal talks since April of 2012. A joint statement after the talks said they have agreed to set up a trilateral summit of their country's three leaders as soon as it becomes convenient. There has not been such a summit for nearly 3 years. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is in Cambodia and spoke Saturday to Peace Corps volunteers at a training event in the city of Siem Reap, the home to Cambodia's famed Angkor Wat Temple complex. Mrs. Obama thanked the Peace Corps volunteers for the work that they are doing to educate and empower girls in Cambodia. She called the volunteers the living, breathing embodiment of what her program Let Girls Learn is all about.
But the truth is, those aren't just American values. We know this. They are universal human values. And the foundation for those values is actually the focus of all of your work here in Cambodia, and that's education.
Earlier in the day, Mrs. Obama met with a group of girls at a school on the outskirts, that is, of the city. The visit is part of a two-nation trip meant to highlight a new global women's education initiative. Tens of thousands of people greeted Pope Francis Saturday in Italy's impoverished south, where he addressed issues of organized crime and corruption. The pontiff spoke to residents in Scampia, a run-down neighborhood of Naples dominated by the Camorra, the regional mafia. He said the lack of work is stealing our dignity. Youth unemployment is high in places like Scampia, where many end up working as drug couriers or extortionists for the Naples-based crime syndicate. And all parts of a New Orleans, Louisiana airport are open Saturday, just hours after a man attacked security agents there with insecticide and a machete. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.